Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you.
Give us your overall impressions before we get into details about what you saw in the report that's important.
I'd say just a relatively neutral situation. I don't think there's any major changes.
The interesting thing, I think, is that traders have gone back to spreading today.
Yeah, I think realistically, we did see a little bit of a diversion, or the corn spreads firmed up nicely yesterday, which I thought was somewhat significant ahead of a risk point like this morning's report. But now you come back in there and they've softened it up. We've got quite a bit of corn moving around. It's just a matter of, is it going to the hands that need it?
Do you think that the technical movement that we've seen on corn further opens downside movement?
Yeah, it does, and I guess technically breaking below the 50-day moving average I think was fairly critical. Now how do we respond for it? You basically give the market a day or two to respond. What I would say right now is the fact that you did not aggressively follow through on the initial is somewhat supportive, and I also think that the price action that we saw last Friday, and possibly to a lesser degree on Monday, was a transfer of ownership. So that the fundamentals here may actually be able to trump the technicals, and that's probably why we've been in this long-term sideways topping type formation on the charts, is because the end users or the buyers are still coming in on breaks and say, I'll take it.
On the beans, do fundamentals still trump the technicals, or do we take that technical we saw hook reversal upside to heart today?
I like the reverse election. I think realistically, we won't know or have a good handle on beans for another couple, 3 weeks, so the market probably won't break yet. I think fundamentals, you know, once we determine that the yield is or isn't 35 bushel or whatever the trade thinks it is, that's when we'll make our decision. The other thing, too, that I think as far as the beans are concerned, the trade in general and the USDA have got pretty optimistic views of what South American production is going to be. I think it would behoove us to be more practical and look for a more middle-of-the-road number and try to market against that.
Shouldn't we be looking at Brazil weather over the next few weeks to see how optimistic the trade ought to be with the issues of dryness?
You read my mind. I think that is very critical. When you've got an El Nino situation developing like we do, the impact on that situation could be a little bit more adverse. So I would not be going out there and putting, you know, grandiose yields on a South American crop just to make my balance sheet look good for the next year.
World wheat numbers were no support.
No, I think realistically, there is some muddling around for the G20 meeting coming up that there could still be some export barriers. But in the broad strokes, the wheat supply is what it is, and I think that the market is trying to stand up on its own and has over the last week or 10 days and occasionally over the past month or two. I think the situation of the developments out of the Eastern Europe is going to be real key as far as what kind of export prospects we have going forward.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana.